Happy Wine Wednesday, friends. It's another riveting edition of the Vero Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back to our community, both in Indian River County and throughout the Treasure Coast. I am your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. I am so happy that our friends at the Blue Star gave us this delicious rosé champagne. It has a semi-sweetness to it, but still a tremendous amount of sophistication. So I could see this going over very well with the number of the seafood dishes and aperitifs that are available on the menu at the Blue Star. Now open Mondays during season. Isn't that an advantage? Who here really wants to cook on a Monday when you're done with your day? Like, hey, let's just go to the Blue Star. Have a nice little experience. But if Mondays isn't in your schedule, feel free to consider booking some reservations Tuesday through Saturday. In addition to, there's always some live jazz, some soft piano music in the background. It really helps to create the ambiance and that beautiful space that you can reserve for private parties and more. I myself have been to a number of events in the back room there, and it's never disappointed. Kitty Wagner, executive chef and owner, will create custom menus. She will work within your budget to do something special for your event, including nonprofits. And we actually have a couple of nonprofit representation opportunities in the studio with us today. And I am really excited because White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, with whom I am proud to be affiliated with and help to represent within the various counties in the public eye, have been able to collaborate with both of these organizations to help make them go more smoothly, more easily. I say oftentimes, while I'm doing presentations or I'm engaging with folks in the public, I say, you know, having handsome men with muscle at your disposal is not overrated. And it holds true, especially for these events that we're going to be talking about. So first, let's go to the Junior League and the fact that we are just a few days away from Operation Prom. This is super exciting. This is an event where years ago, Netta had come to me and said, I need help being able to get all of these fabulous donated items, dresses, tuxedos, accessories that they've been able to accumulate all year long from point A to point B so that these great kids can have an opportunity to have a intimate shopping experience and get something perfect for their prom. And of course, my team at White Glove was happy to help. And it was probably the first time that they had ever had to usher around giant bars of clothes and attire. And, oh, watch out for the lace. And they're like looking like, really? Like, yes, watch out for the lace and the tulle and everything that goes with it. So in the studio, I have Brittany Beatty and I have Cassidy Killinger. I did put the G in there.
That's okay.
Okay. You're fine. Representing their businesses and the Junior League. Tell us about this event.
Well, the event starts this Saturday. It's on March 10th, and it's from 10 to 1 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club in Vero Beach. And there's going to be lots of dresses, lots of tuxedos, men's items, ties, accessories for girls and guys to choose from, seniors in the community.
Of all sizes, of all colors?
All sizes, all colors, yes.
One year I got to help participate and got to help with the shopping. It was in a different location at the community center, and everything was coordinated by color selection, which is really how I operate, folks. And so I was just so smitten when some of these kids came in and they weren't afraid of color. They didn't necessarily just want black or silver. And we could go kind of fun and have a good old time. I mean, my goodness, there's so much to choose from.
There's some really pretty dresses. They're gently used and they're really nice. And I think that kids will really like them.
So prom is typically for junior and senior year. And there's obviously an expense that comes with prom. So this is the Junior League's way of being able to help give back and allow these kids to have this experience. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is it other Junior League members that help and are the personal shoppers for those few hours?
Yes, we have Junior League volunteers there, typically new members, but anybody can participate that's involved in Junior League. It's really fun. We play music. We're probably going to play some 80s music, and we're going to have, you know, personal shoppers. And we, besides just the dresses, we've really worked hard this year in getting a lot of different donations. We have hairstylist certificates. We also have haircuts from Joey's Downtown Dapper. We have jewelry from Threads, Lucia's, Seahorse Lane. The community has been really great donating everything for these young adults. And we just want to make it special for them because it's such, you know, thinking back, you know, on my prom years, it's such an important part of your life. And you want to cherish those memories and you want it to be fun and you don't want to not go just because you don't have the opportunity or the financial, you know, support. And the great thing about this event is there is no financial qualification. You don't have to pre-register. You can just show up and we're happy to help.
All right. So the Boys and Girls Club in Vero is located over by the high school.
Yes.
What's the physical address? Do we have that?
It's 1729 17th Avenue, Vero Beach, Florida, 32960. And that is right over on 17th Street, in between the Freshman Learning Center and Vero Beach High School.
Absolutely.
So by the football field.
Big, beautiful new building.
Yes, really pretty.
I love that. And this is a great segue for us to introduce Miss Juliana Walker. She is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations with the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie County, who... Obviously, all of the chapters have similar mission and goal and are very supportive of one another. And you all are going to be hosting a seafood festival.
Yeah, we've got the seafood festival in Port St. Lucie on the 10th also from 11 to 7 at the PSL Civic Center this weekend.
That sounds to me like AC. I love
Actually, it's outside. But...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, the weather's been perfect.
It has. It really has.
So this is going to work in your favor,
I
clearly.
Hope so.
Yeah, let's just say a few more chants.
Yes.
All right. So tell me a little bit about this event and this particular fundraiser, what it does for your organization.
This is the first year that it has gone to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie County, but it is a 7 or so year old event for Port St. Lucie. So it's not a new event, but it's just new to Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
Our presenting sponsor for this year is Southern Eagle. So they're really, you know, helping us out a lot with that. AmeriGas also is sponsoring the Kids Zone, which is going to be super fun. We have a lot of vendors, a lot of drinks, good stuff, good for all ages.
What kind of activities are going on in the Kids Zone? I, as a parent, always want to hear, what can I kind of entice my child with when I say, we're going to go to the Seafood Festival?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got a huge paint-by-numbers thing that they can do. There is going to be bounce houses and face painting and games that are related to some Boys and Girls Club programs.
Oh.
There's going to be a lot of different things going on.
And is there a contest for the vendors? Like, as far as best dish or anything like that? Or is it just come, buy, enjoy...
I know there is a chowder eating contest. I don't think that has anything to do with the vendors, but there's a chowder contest.
I can put down some chowder, right? Y'all. I can put down some chowder.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be good. You know, I'm not positive about the vendors competing against each other. I think it's more just a, you know, we tried to make it where each vendor sold something that was $5 or less, so it wasn't, you know, your typical... food truck
seafood
type.
Can
yeah.
be very expensive.
Seafood's expensive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes food trucks are expensive. So we really wanted to try to, you know, market this to everybody. So it wasn't just an exclusive type of festival. We wanted everybody to be able to, come out and do something that they could
enjoy.
Is
there a cost for entry?
Nope. There's free entry, free parking.
Oh, you're just saying
yeah.
all the right things
yeah.
to get folks to come out
exactly.
and check it out.
Oh,
no
yeah.
doubt about it. Is there a website or a Facebook page where they can go to? And...
There is a Facebook event that we have from our Boys and Girls Club page. It's just the PSL Seafood Fest. So you can look for that on our Facebook page. And then we also have an event page on the website. Most of the information that's getting updated, though, is going to be on the Facebook page.
Which is easy for folks to just quickly... peruse. It was funny, before the show, I was chatting with Cassidy, and her mother is in the Sebastian office of the Boys and Girls Club, but she
yeah.
too is going to be coming down
yep.
to help out with the seafood
oh,
festival.
Nice. There.
So I yeah. just love hearing that, you know, when you have these great organizations, to be able to know that fellow chapters can lend a helping hand. And of course, taste good chowder while they're there. I mean, I personally love giving back when I know that there's good food and drink involved.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's
way easier that way.
It's a good way to entice me.
Yes.
It works every time. Now, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery had the opportunity to collaborate with Boys and Girls Club because of so many wonderful donations that come to y'all throughout the community, where pool tables and other big items are mm-hmm. donated and are not necessarily easy to get to the various clubhouses.
Right.
And so we were happy to be able to, again, lend some men with muscle and some attractive trucks and be able to execute this so that the kids can have more activities in their clubhouses. How many clubhouses are there in St. Lucie?
We have 19 right now.
That is amazing.
Wow.
St. Lucie County is a huge county, mm-hmm. first and foremost, but 19, that yeah. speaks volumes. And do they all have waiting lists?
You know, I don't know about the waiting list, but they are pretty full. Most of them, I mean, the school-based ones and the normal clubhouse ones are all, every time I visited, there's a ton of kids there.
And in essence, the one here in Indian River County, or the ones in Indian River County, because we have one in North County, one, obviously. Oh, we have three. One in Fellsmere, too, right? That's right.
Yes, correct.
So one in Fellsmere, the one in Vero Beach, where from 10 to 1, you can shop for prom attire. Complimentary, no charge. But with those three, essentially, it's all the same. You offer after-school programming?
Mm-hmm. Before school as well.
Before school?
For the school-based clubhouses, yes.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then also like spring break and summer break
yep.
offerings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
there's
that's
going on
such
all the
a
time.
Tremendous benefit to families because most of us have to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it is. It's, yeah. Speaking from a working mom over here,
yeah.
It's what we need to do. And so it's so great to have organizations like this to be able to help. It goes based on cost is based on family's income on time.
Typically, they really try to, you know, get a base price that everybody can
afford.
Afford, yeah.
And with that being said, when they put on events throughout the year, like seafood festivals or chili cook-offs, just going, tasting, and enjoying helps to underwrite some of these expenses throughout the year, right?
Right. Exactly.
Again, I'm the Vero Insider. We like to give you options of things that is affordable and fun, and it's an ability to give back without having to just sign over big, giant checks and not really be able to see or experience firsthand what that was able to do for you, for the community. So it's really fun to be able to do it this way. Now, speaking of those types of donations, there's opportunities as folks are listening to this story going, wow, I have dresses. I have different things. I know that right now there's probably not the time to get it in before Saturday, or there is.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Getting a thumbs up, folks. I'm getting a thumbs up. If you're listening and you have some beautiful attire, some shoes, some accessories, some dresses, some tuxes, some ties, you can drop them off to the V&A.
Yes.
That's one of the locations.
V&A Hidden Treasures in Vero or Sebastian, or you could get in touch with someone on our Facebook page. We do have a Facebook page for Operation Prom. So there should be multiple ways. But yes, V&A is still accepting dresses, and we will probably end up picking them up on Friday, like the last minute, just
Absolutely.
To get as many as we can.
As much selection as possible. That's so incredible. And conveniently, V&A Hidden Treasures is located right next to Foxy Nails. That's right where yours truly goes. So you can be pampered with your manicure, pedicure, waxing, lash extensions. They do a lot to make the kids and adults feel fabulous. And I say from kids, I mean, we little ones, I see them in there getting their nail polish done a different color on every finger. celebrating little birthday parties. To even putting on bridal showers and baby showers and stuff right inside on premise, which really allows them to kind of think outside the box, complimentary wine and whatnot. Open 7 days a week, Foxy Nails. So that's right next door to V&A Hidden Treasures, where you can drop off some dresses and then go get a manicure.
Perfect.
That's the way we do it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
You're listening to the Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia Tillery. There's a lot more in store. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal for 2017? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the hair studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero, 772-999-2652.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Wine Wednesday, folks. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. You're listening to the Vero Insider. If you love the show and you are interested in supporting our sponsors, please don't hesitate. You can go to theveroinsider.com, live link to them, frequent their business, let them know that you heard about them from yours truly, your friend Anna on the radio, or follow us on Facebook. We're always highlighting these events, our topics of discussion. Of course, we have great sponsors like Caliber Home Loans. Wow. Talk about an amazing organization that loves to give back to the community and has incredibly helpful advice. When it comes time to think about owning a home, Caliber can give you a free consultation. They can help you explore what your options are and what price points you can actually afford so that you're not getting heartbroken when you look at things that are just way out of your price range. You can really focus and fall in love with the home of your dreams. And with tax season here, if you are getting a refund, what better way to utilize those monies than to put it towards a down payment on a home? It's brilliant because the cost of rent is only going up, folks. And having some of the guests that we have here today, it's clear that there are needs for assistance in our communities. So, you know, why be in that rental rat race when you can actually own your home? You don't have to ask for permission. You can paint it whatever color you want. You can do whatever you want to, you know? That's what. 4 years ago when I owned my home, you know, first bought a home, I was just like, I love this. I don't have to ask for permission. Go ahead. Put the dish on the roof. Go for it, you know? There's something so liberating about that. So don't hesitate to reach out to my friends at Caliber Home Loans. Of course, Pac-Mail Beachside, this is the month of art shipping. They are doing special art shipping sales all month long. You can even find us on location this weekend at Under the Oaks. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yours truly alongside Susan Lorenz, General Manager at Pac-Mail. We will be there from 9 to 5 every day. And if you have something that you've fallen in love with and you need help getting it home, whether it's a local delivery or shipping it to a second home elsewhere in the country, we are there to make it happen. No reason why you can't fall in love with something and buy it on site this weekend at Under the Oaks, voted number 2 in the entire country for art shows. If that's not some bragging rights, ladies, I just don't know what is. I mean, that's
out of the top 100, Vero Beach, Florida, number 2 in the entire country. Wow. For the quality of art show we have. We're going to have over 215 artists. They're going to have food courts. They're even going to be selling beer and wine this year.
What?
Yeah. People are strolling around having a glass of wine. I will buy it. I will buy that piece of art.
I think that's very smart on their part.
It is very smart. So again, Pack Mail Beachside, your shipping experts. We will be there alongside White Glove Moving and Storage to help with all the heavy lifting this weekend, which means I won't be at the Delicious Seafood Festival. But because the art show goes 2 other days, you should make the time to come and taste some delicious chowder and other dishes. You said $5 and less at certain vendors, right?
We tried to require each of our vendors to have something, at least one menu option that was $5 or less, just to give everybody that, you know.
It makes it really affordable.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
can try. You're not so afraid to try something.
Right.
If it's, you know.
It's a family event, so, you know, you come out with 2 kids and you spend, you know, you could easily spend $50 on seafood. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Juliana Walker, Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie County. She's here. 19 clubhouses in St. Lucie County. The demand is there. And by simply going and enjoying yourself for a couple hours on Saturday, you can help underwrite some of these costs.
That's right. We're doing some raffle items. You can visit the Kids Zone and several other little spots. We've got some cosplayers that are coming, Blackbeard and some other type of little things for the kids.
Oh, but, fun.
And
fun.
Blackbeard's going to give them a treasure map and they visit
oh,
little
my
things.
Goodness.
Yeah, that part's going to be really fun.
Oh, so, yeah, it will be.
You get a little stamp or, you know, a ticket at each little thing you do, and then you can collect the raffle tickets to go do. Get some of the prizes.
That's reason enough to bring your kids for me, folks. It's
definitely.
The giant scavenger hunt with a cup of chowder and a delicious beer, compliments of Southern Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Helping underwrite this event, so you won't want to miss it. The hours, one more time?
11 to 7 on Saturday, March 10th.
At the?
Port St. Lucie Seafood Port St. Lucie Civic Center.
Outside.
Yes,
can't
outside.
Miss the hoopla. You're
going
to pull into the parking lot. You're going to know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's a festival going on, folks. Is there going to be any music?
There is. We actually have 4 bands. They're going to go, I think they're going to start about 11, and they go on every couple hours.
Well, that is very exciting. Well, as White Glove and as the Vero Insider, we love to help support your different events. So we look forward to being able to have our listeners head on down, enjoy something delicious, and a scavenger hunt to boot. I mean, that sounds like a great Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, for those kids that are a little older, like Operation Prom Age, where can they go this Saturday?
They can go to the Boys and Girls Club in Vero Beach for Operation Prom from 10 to 1.
And they can find the perfect dress, the perfect tux, accessories, and they're going to have a personal shopper with them, which is great, too, because have you ever tried to zip up a dress all the way to the top and the back? It's like impossible.
Horrible.
Right? And then you're waiting for somebody like, please help me. I hope someone comes around quickly. No, they won't have to worry. They're going to have a personal shopper with them to help make sure that things fit, that they can get it all the way zipped up and really see what things look like, right?
Yep, and yes. To help with their specific style, too, so.
And then there's little goodie bags for these folks that come in, right?
Yes.
With
yes.
terrific donations from local businesses.
Yes.
To help make the whole look complete.
Correct.
That is so incredible. You know, sometimes, like I said, this is my favorite part about the show, because it's not always just huge checks that can be written. You can give in-kind services. You can help to pamper these guys and gals as they get ready to have a momentous occasion in their life and make them feel special. And they'll remember you forever, way more sometimes than being lost in the abyss. You know, I think that's pretty terrific. Facebook page?
Yes. It'll be Operation Prom Indian River.
Yep.
And no need to make a reservation. No need to call ahead. They can just show up. One more time with the physical address, please, of the Boys and Girls Club here in Vero.
It is 1729 17th Avenue, Vero Beach, Florida, and it's located in between the Freshman Learning Center and the Vero Beach High School on 17th Avenue.
Very exciting. The Hair Studio of Vero, She, Melissa and her team do an amazing job with updos, cut color, fresh style as we go into spring. So there's another option for our Operation Prom kids and those that aren't attending Operation Prom to consider for all of their style needs. You've been listening to the Vero Insider. We got great things going on this weekend. Please don't hesitate to show a little love to our wonderful guests. Until next time, folks. Cheers.
Ciao.